most of the focus of the 2016 election was on the race for the White House and the possibility of America electing its first female president. That, of course, didn't happen. In fact, women in general didn't fare much better in down-ballot races. The number of women in Congress remained exactly the same, 104 total in both the House and the Senate. That's just 19% of those bodies. And the number of women governors fell from 6 to 5. But instead of discouraging women, the election seems to have had the opposite effect. Since November 9th, groups that train women who want to run for office have seen a large surge in interest. Andrea Dew Steele is founder of Emerge America, which runs training programs in 17 states for Democratic women interested in running for office. And Andrea, how much of the increase in applications or how much did you see after the election?
Immediately, the day after the election, we had women signing up online for all of our different programs. So now we've had to really increase the number of programs we're doing in each of our states, and it's been really tremendous.
But how much? 10%? 50%? 60%?
Well, in most of our states, it's been at least double.
Were you surprised by that?
I was surprised. I was surprised, of course, by the election results. So I had anticipated that we would have a positive reaction and that women would be inspired by Hillary winning the race. And so I hadn't even thought about what would happen if she didn't win. And then, yes, I was really pleasantly surprised that, you know, instead of hiding under their blankets, women all over the country decided to wake up and run for office and look into running for office. And that was really heartening to me.
Yeah. Because, well, let me just jump in here and ask you, because, I mean, I asked you about whether or not you were surprised, because regardless about how one feels about Hillary Clinton herself, I mean, obviously her gender, you know, for better or for worse, was a part of this election. I mean, obviously for many people, they wanted to see the first woman president, but others, her gender was potentially, you know, a negative aspect, obviously. Her opponent, the now president-elect Donald Trump, used her gender in a negative way not infrequently during the election. So, I mean, given that, I guess, look, that's my long-winded way of saying, don't you think that it might have been the exact opposite reaction that many women who had been interested in possibly running might have said, well, I'm not going to put myself through that?
I would have maybe thought that. So that's why I think women are extraordinary, because instead of retreating, you know, that's when women said, I have to help my community. I have to get in this. And I think it's really heartening that women responded like this instead of saying, look at this woman who's so extraordinary and she wasn't able to win. That's not the message they took. And I think it's a really amazing sign for the women's movement. I think it bodes well that this is really the start of something very big, much like we saw in 1992 with the Year of the Woman, that we are going to see a real change.
Well, I'm just curious, why is your program only open to Democratic women? Because I'm thinking, you know, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who's possibly soon to be the U.S. representative to the United Nations, Republican, she's said or been quoted as saying that Hillary Clinton was her inspiration to run for office. So why not open the program to all women, Democratic or Republican, who want to get into politics?
Well, we have a two-party system. And in order to run and win, you have to pick your party. And that's the way it works in this country. And so if you want to be successful, you need to pick your lane, pick your party, and get to know the players in your party at the local and state and national level. That's why we train women in this way, because it works. We have a tremendous success rate. We've trained over 2,000 women. Over 50% have run. Of those, around 70% have won. Just in this election, with Hillary Clinton losing, we had a 70% win rate. So we had 213 women on the ballot. 150 of those women won. So we know what works. Training women in a partisan way, it works because these women are able to connect with the people who are going to help them, and it's going to help them win their races.
Hmm. Let's take a step back here, because what do you think is the primary obstacle right now that women who are interested in politics, regardless of party, that they face when wanting to become politically active?
Well, again, I think the number one issue is that we don't have enough women wanting to run, right? So they don't see politics as an avenue for their community engagement and participation. A lot of women want to affect their community, but we have to show them that politics is an arena in which they want to participate. So that's the number one obstacle. Then after that, certainly for women, it's trying to figure out when is the right time to run. For women who are primary breadwinners, for women who have children or elders to take care of, you know, women have to figure out when is the right time to run. And that's why we encourage our women to step up, to go through our 6-month training to learn the tools to run for office so that when they are ready and when there is a seat open in their community, because often seats open up very quickly, that they're going to be ready to raise their hand and run for that seat.
Well, how much is it the responsibility of the parties themselves, right? Because they have internal sort of grooming processes and programs. You know, they look around for young political talent and try to get them in at lower level office. I mean, should the parties, let's talk about the Democrats, since that's who you're focused on. Shouldn't the Democratic Party be doing a better job at recruiting women into sort of entry-level off political office?
Well, where we can, we work very closely with our parties. But parties, just like the presidencies and, you know, other offices, they change leadership at least every 4 years. So one thing that we have at Emerge America that's really important is that we have consistency. We have staff on the ground in each of our states, board members, advisory board members, and we have a consistent program that does not change. So you don't have a new party chair who comes in and decides, you know what, recruiting isn't my priority. I'm not going to do that anymore. And that's what happens. So we work very closely with our parties where we can. We actively encourage our women to step up and take roles in the parties. And we are strong believers in building incredibly strong state parties and the national party. We need that to be strong as well.
And you're training women for offices at the local, state, and national level, all levels.
That's correct, at all levels. And there are 520,000 offices in this country. So it's a big, heavy lift. That's why you need more than one entity, more than a party. We need Emerge. We need other organizations, because this is a significant lift.
So tell me, what does the training program look like? What kind of skills, advice, and training do you give?
We start our trainings with the most important aspect, which is public speaking and communication. And we have an emphasis on authenticity. And this is important because we saw in this election that authenticity really matters to voters. And so our women, from the very first day, we train them to connect with why they are running, who they are, why they want to serve their communities. Then we teach them how to fundraise, how to write field plans, every single aspect of running for office.
You know, I should have asked you this quite a while ago. Have you ever run for office yourself?
I have not run myself yet.
I always say what's stopping you?
You never know. So again, just this November, we had 213 women on the ballot. So if I'm able to really leverage my time by getting more women to run all over this country, I think that's the best use right now. But I never say never, and that's what I say when I talk to women about running. I try to get them to go from saying, oh, never, not me, I'm not that kind of person, to maybe someday.
Well, finally, in addition to programs like yours that train and support women who want to run, I'm curious, what else do you think needs to change sort of more broadly about American political culture or our political infrastructure to get more women to run for public office?
Well, we definitely need a stronger support system. So universal daycare, we need paid family leave, all of these kind of programs that other countries have to support women and families more broadly. We really need support for people who are caring for their elders. We really don't have these kind of support systems. So within our culture, our country, we need to do a lot more to support women and families so that individuals can reach their potential. I think that would go a long way to getting more women to step up to the plate and run for office.
Well, Andrea Dew Steele is the founder and president of Emerge America, a training program for Democratic women interested in running for office. Andrea, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.